Now, in Massachusetts, a new law being considered would hold retailers responsible when their computer systems are hacked by identity thieves. Recent high-profile data thefts prompted this move, and it could set a precedent for other states. Retailers, though, are crying foul, as NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Privacy advocates complain that many major retailers have totally inadequate safeguards for customers' financial information. In part, they say that's because retailers have no incentive to protect that data. TJX Corp's sales went up after it recently reported that millions of customers of its Marshalls and TJ Maxx stores had their financial data stolen. Michael Costello is a Massachusetts state representative.
Folks like TJX, which are multi-million dollar companies, should be seriously investing in secure systems.
The Federal Trade Commission reports that consumer losses from identity theft doubled last year to upwards of $1 billion. Currently, banks usually foot the bill when consumers discover such charges on their credit or debit cards, but Costello has co-authored a bill that would hold the retailers themselves liable.
If you're a retailer who has been the cause of a breach, you'd be on the hook for the costs, held responsible for the whole enchilada.
But retailers say they already pay for fraudulent charges because the credit card companies have been passing those costs along to them as part of their so-called interchange fees. John Hurst is president of the Massachusetts Retailers Association.
Interchange rates here in the United States are the highest in the world, and part of that, it keeps growing every year, we understand, partially because of fraud.
Costello says another issue to sort out is whether companies should be held liable if they do invest in really good security but get hacked anyway. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.